Let us pivot real quick, JP, while I have you. What is going on with the administration relative to the creation of a city ID program? Has that been something brought before the council?
It was brought before the council and supported by the council. It is simply a tertiary identifying document. It doesn't grant you any ability. You can't use it to vote. You can't use it to drive a car. It's really just there so that people can say they have an ID. I mean, it doesn't grant any special privileges, and it's not meant to replicate or be like a driver's license or any other form of identification that you could use to vote, go through TSA, or anything else.
So why do it? I mean, if it serves no purpose and you say it's tertiary, I'm not sure I understand what that means. I mean, you know, when I look at this, it would seem to me that the prioritization of the city, why would we waste our time doing that? I mean, we got so many other things that we're not getting. We're not getting bills out on time. We're not doing this on time. We got a lot of shit that we can't get done on time. Why would we take on the issuance of a ID?
Well, the purpose of the ID is really to allow people to access some of, particularly the homeless population or the immigrant population, to access some very limited civic services like going to the library, or also for people who are stopped by the police and the police ask for ID. If they don't have an ID, they can provide this as a form of ID. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and honestly, when it comes to should we do this versus the other things that are necessary, what I've been arguing for the longest time, that isn't a functional government, you should be able to walk and chew bubble gum. But when it comes to the administration, I can't really argue whether or not they can walk and chew bubble gum, if that makes sense. So, I mean, there are some.
Yeah, but I mean, it goes even deeper than that, because the mayor said that this is going to accommodate the LGBTQ+ population. They'll get to choose their preferred gender and name. So if we have conflicting identifications, how does that make that any easier for any regulatory body, any policing agency or otherwise? And if I identify as a dog or a cat, or if I'm black and I say I identify as white, or if I'm white and I say I identify as black, are they going to tell me no?
Well, I mean,
or are they going to put it on the card?
I would argue that if we did not exist in a state where definitions and social and efforts by the Louisiana legislature to impose their social norms on every single city was in effect. I mean, as you know, there's a huge conflict between the city and the state on a lot of social issues. If a person transitions from a man to a woman and they want to be a woman on their ID, and they have transitioned to a woman in the state of Louisiana, they can't do that because we do everything based upon what your birth certificate says. So, I mean, there's always going to be a conflict between the values that we want to promote and make people feel comfortable in our city versus what the state decides to do. Now,
but how does that become a value proposition? I mean, are we saying that there are more than two genders?
This argument is going to a place that I think you and I are going to be in significant disagreement. I think if someone transitions,
well, I get it, but I mean,
if someone transitions from being a man to a woman and they choose to be recognized as a woman, first off, why the shit do we care? Why do we care? The fact the state gets to say, I tell you, if you have decided to change your gender, I'm going to tell you what it is. If giving that person a card that reflects who they want to be, that doesn't give them any additional rights, makes that person feel like they are welcome in the city, I'm all for that. It costs the state nothing. Now, if it causes a conflict with law enforcement and that becomes an actual thing, the city will have to address that. If we have a situation where people are using these documents to do fraudulent things or to commit crimes or anything else, we as a city will have to deal with that as an outcome. But I don't think the possibility of that is not a reason to try. I mean, like I, sometimes you and I disagree. we are going to really disagree on this as far as like.
Well, but I mean, but the thing is that they're saying that this is going to help them avail themselves of city services. Well, I mean, it could help them perpetuate a fraud. You know, if one day you go by a male gender and the next day you go by a female gender. And, you know, so if I identify as a dog or a cat,
steal books from the library, Newell, I get you. But like, think about what city services are accessible that you need an ID for. Like the things you're talking about, perpetuating fraud, that's the kind of stuff you would need a driver's license and a birth certificate and a social security card for. I mean, city services is, for the most part, with ID required, is like getting a library card. So if someone is going to change genders repeatedly to avoid paying their library fees, you're right. There might be a possibility. I mean, what I would say is to take what the mayor's saying at face value as far as what these cards will be used for. I mean, we have the queen of exaggeration. What city services they're talking about are legitimate civil services that we have control over. And so, I mean, I hear you. If fraud becomes an issue and it's widespread, the council will have to revisit that because we always clean up messes. But based upon what we were told and what we agreed on in doing this ID, that's not really on the table.
But who asked for this? Somebody, y'all had constituents that actually asked for this?
We have a huge constituency, particularly people in the immigrant community who are terrified of interacting with law enforcement. Having some form of identification brought a sense of comfort in that when they're asked for ID, they can provide one.
That so how do they prove who?
From the LGBTQI plus community who said that they feel discriminated against because they transition or they have a different form of identity that the state will not recognize. Honestly, if the state would let people who are transitioned put their new gender on an ID, maybe we wouldn't have to have done this. But that's not an option.
But why should they? Why should they? All their legal documents have them listed as something else. Why should we allow another form of identification that runs contrary to what all other legal documents that are maintained by the state as well as the city?
There are plenty of other states throughout the union, Newell, that allow for people who transition to change their ID. Newell, we can have this circular argument forever. We're just not going to agree on it.
Well, I mean, like, I understand. I just don't understand.
I don't want to be like
California.
What's that?
I don't think anybody here. I don't know if a lot of people want to be like California. You know, we can't be all things to all people. It runs contrary to what's in the best interest of governance and stability and control. I mean, I asked the question again, and I'm not trying to be funny. They are people that identify as an animal. Are we going to tell them no? And why? What is the interest of the city to give an illegal immigrant an ID?
No, name me one person that identifies as an animal. Give me a name. Give me a name of the person that identifies as an animal.
I read about them every day on the internet. I've seen videos of them that identify as an animal. They dress up as a cat. They dress up as a dog.
People. Give me a name of the person who identifies as an animal.
I don't hang with those people. So
you
don't have a name.
Internet, you give me the article from a reputable source about a person who tried to go to the DMV and identified as an animal. You told me you have it. Give me the document.
No, I said there are people that identify as animals and have complained about not being able to. The next time I come across the article, you'll be the first one to get it.
Send it to me. Make sure you check it. It doesn't say the onion on top.
It's
a joke.
I know. I know exactly where to send it. It's the same thing. What is the city's interest in giving an illegal alien an ID?
The city's interest in that, someone who's living in the city who pays taxes into the city government, if they want a form of identification so they can feel like they are part of the New Orleans community, what's the harm in them having an ID? An ID has a name on it that only gives them the ability to access civil services like taking a library card. Like, they don't have access to Social Security, access to any state resources. It's something that the city has.
So What proof do they need to provide to get the city ID?
That is on the city website. There are a variety of different options, including some people provide passports.
Yeah, I saw passports, birth certificates, and driver's licenses.
Yeah.
And they need to provide that. They need to provide that as it relates to their gender as well, because they're not going to have that on there as it relates to their gender if they transitioned.
That is true. But if someone provides a birth certificate that says that my original name was this and I'm a person and I go by this name now and I'm this gender, then that would be, I imagine, because I'm not handling the ID program personally, but I would imagine that would be allowed.
So I could walk in tomorrow having done nothing in to advance me being a woman, just say, I want to be a woman, and for purposes of this ID, I'll be a woman.
Sure, and you could go to the library and check out a book as a woman, Noel.
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, there are all kinds of grants that are offered by the city for all kinds of opportunities. I mean, it's not as simplistic as the library.
That's not as accessible through this ID card. I believe the things you can do is basic things like the library, or you can go to businesses to get a discount. So if you also want to change your gender to a woman to get a discount at the coffee shop, Noel, that's also available to you.
All right. And there's a list of businesses that are posted that are giving discounts?
It is completely voluntary. As I understand it, businesses can choose that if they want to provide a discount tool with the ID, they can. It's completely voluntary.
Well, getting a water bill right might be a higher priority than engaging in this activity. And are we setting up a city department to do this? Who's issuing these IDs?
I believe it's being done through the city health department. But Newell, if someone having an ID makes them pay their water bill and their water bill gets paid, I don't care what gender's on it.
That wasn't my point. My point was getting the water bill out, not how it gets paid. We'll bring it to an end. You made your point. I made mine. This is one of those priority issues that is certainly mystifying to me, trying to be the chameleon, all things to all people. It just never works out well. All righty, JP.
We'll agree and disagree, Noel.
Not a problem, my friend. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. We'll be right back. Stay with us.